Adventures in Cooking. Hawaiian-ish fried rice. In recent months, one side of Mr. T's family has started a new tradition. We attempt a family dinner once a week, usually on Saturday. For the first weeks this was going on, I could not attend, because puppy training class and the way I had to operate to actually make it to the class meant that I had nothing left once it was done. However, as both Ralban and Dulce passed their advanced course with flying colors, the second weekend in June I could actually go. Which meant I could assist with the providing of food. Mr. T's sister, a lovely lady, had unequivocally stated that if I wasn't going to be able to be there, she didn't want me to put the work in on providing food. The main course was going to be skewers, and she asked if we could provide some sort of rice dish on the side. As I am a wee bit compulsive about matching main course and sides, I asked what the general flavor set was going to be so that I could make something that would complement the main dish. Hawaiian. New to me as a food genre. So I turned to the web for data and a recipe to muck about with. No recipe really survives my kitchen unscathed, except for baking, because chemistry. And even then I will often fiddle with the spices. Found one that seemed a decent starting point, though as it was to be a side, I knew I'd be skipping the chicken part. Eliminating the chicken left me with this. 1 egg, 2 cups cooked rice, cold, 2 green onions, diced, 1/4 cup carrot, finely diced, 1/4 cup pineapple, drained, and diced, 2 tablespoons soy sauce, 1 teaspoon sesame oil, 2 tablespoons vegetable oil, pepper. Cook the egg with a little salt and pepper, slice into strips, and set aside. Heat oils, add rice, onions, and carrots. Stir fry until hot. Add rice and continue to cook until the rice starts turning a light gold color. Add the cooked egg and continue stirring while cooking, adding soy sauce and pepper to taste. Add pineapple and stir fry for 30 more seconds. Pineapple gets flavorless if stir fried too much. We knew we would need a lot more than this recipe called for. It was supposed to feed 2 people as a full meal with the chicken, but we were looking for a side that would feed in the general vicinity of 14. We tripled it, and then some. Not entirely intentionally. A combination of being really tired and the eye chaos being caused by damaged glasses made me not quite process the cooked indication for the rice. So I made 4 cups of dried, which, well, if you've ever cooked rice, you know that it expands a lot. We started with 3 or 4 cups and around double the amounts of the rest of the ingredients listed. We also decided that it needed garlic, because Mr. T and I are of the opinion that most things involving onions should also have garlic. We worked on it steadily, adding the flavor parts to the rice as we went, expanding the amount slowly until it looked like it would be enough food. We ended up using a full bundle of green onions, most of a pineapple, 3 eggs, and at least 3 tablespoons of minced garlic. There seemed to be something missing, so we also added a teaspoon or two of cayenne powder to give it just a bit of a bite. I'm not honestly certain how much tamari or pepper ended up in it. I just sort of shook the tamari in at random until each stage looked and tasted right, and pepper was ground fresh directly into it in similar, I don't generally measure flavor components, fashion. The suggestion for how to deal with the eggs was a bit of a eureka moment, as it made adding eggs to rice much easier than the way I had dealt with it prior, scrambling them in a pan with the rice and seasoning. This method also required far less oil. The carrots took a bit to get the right processing method for. Mr. T and Teasla took that over, and their peeling the carrots into oblivion method worked quite well. Additionally, we changed out the soy for tamari, as Mr. T's sister has gluten intolerance, and we went with sesame oil entire rather than part that and part vegetable. It tastes better, and I'm weird about combining oils. We didn't stir-fry this on the stove in a wok. One of the things I've fallen in love with about our rice cooker is that it has a sauté setting. So the cooked rice came out, and we compiled the concoction in the rice cooker. Among other things, it made it easier to transport, and it was still warm when we arrived. It turned out rather well. By the time we were done with it, I did not feel I would be embarrassed to claim it as a product of my kitchen, and it was well enjoyed at the meal. The family dinner itself was a fairly glorious experience. I got cornered by a small human during the cooking of the skewers, and she introduced me to a game, and we spun a little story together about mice and cats and giant spiders and the realms they came from. I was also staggered by the lengths to which Mr. T's sister went to make absolutely sure I would be able to eat. I am not used to that level of consideration regarding the MCAS, and it was wonderful to have someone be so considerate and understanding.